How does Bhakti Yoga help us to get rid of anger? Broadly, if we consider what is anger, that, as I said, that there are some things in our control and some things out of our control. But suppose some things that are out of our control go wildly against our will, against our plan. Or some things that we thought were in our control slip out of our control. Then we tend to overreact. And anger usually comes in these two situations. When things out of control go very badly out of control, or things in our control slip out of our control. So now, Bhakti Yoga helps us to deal with this at three levels. First is that when things go out of our control, certain emotions start pushing us. So if we have studied the Bhakti wisdom, then we understand that there is a mind inside us and the mind is conditioned to act in particular ways. But we ourselves are not our mind. So we can learn to distance ourselves from the mind. Yes, anger is coming inside me, but I don't have to become angry. The Bhagavad Gita tells us that don't identify with the mind, identify the mind. Okay, this is the anger script that is running now. This is the anger story that is being told now. Is there? So if I can just become a little more introspective. See, Bhakti Yoga, it's not just about chanting mantras or worshipping in the temple. That is there. But through these, one is meant to rise to the spiritual level of reality. And once we are at the spiritual level, then we can experience, oh, this is the mental. This is the mind saying this. I don't have to accept. I don't have to accept this. I can distance myself from it. So that introspective capacity to understand how our mind is working and how anger is coming, creeping upon us, that also increases gradually. It will take time, but it will increase. That's one level. Second thing is, at a more, so this is more introspective, but at a more philosophical level, as we start practicing bhakti, our faith starts increasing that there is a higher plan to my life. And therefore, when things are going out of control, they're not necessarily going wrong. Generally, you think out of control means wrong. But if I understand, this out of control is not good. But maybe something good will come out of it. Let me focus not on overreacting, but doing my best. So usually it is the panic when things start going out of control. Panic and the overreaction, that's what leads to anger. But if you have developed that feeling, okay, things are out of my control, are ultimately in some higher control. That also helps us to let go. Okay. Not let go in a sense of irresponsibility, but let go in the sense of maturity and detachment. We can think more calmly and then decide how to move forwards. And thirdly, is that in the process of bhakti, the understanding is that the Supreme Lord, by whatever name we call Him, He is all pure. And when we connect with Him, at that time we become purified. Just like if there is darkness in a particular room, and I turn on the light, and darkness automatically goes away. So similarly, when we repeatedly bring ourselves in the presence of the Divine through the practice of Bhakti Yoga, then we ourselves become purged of the anger. So the first two are involving more of our efforts, introspection and intellectual analysis, or faith-based conviction. But the third is what we call as purification. So through all this, we will find that devotion will also help us to become free from our anger. However, at a practical level, it is good to prepare. That means if I'm going on a road and I understand that there is a pothole over here. First time I just bump, run into the pothole and jolt. But next time when I go, okay, this pothole, let me slow down or let me go this way. So like that, if we observe ourselves and see what are the situations when we get angry. And if we learn to prepare for those situations, okay, in this situation I tend to get angry, so either I will, okay, postpone trying to confront this to a later time when I am calmer, or I'll slow down, I won't be that impulsive. So it's good for us if we can develop a pause button. Generally when anger comes, we think of two things, either I'll express it or I'll repress it, but both are unhealthy. If I express it, hurts others. repress, then it just hurts me and I'll express it later in some ugly formals. So we need to have a third option. Not expressing, not repressing, but processing. So now how do I process it? For that, it's good to have a pause button. Not yes, not play, not stop, but pause. Yes, I'm experiencing this anger. I have to deal with it, but not pause. So some pausing can be just by take deep breaths. Or it can count till 10. These are good. But here, again, bhakti can give us a very powerful way to pause. If you can chant mantras, we can chant some wisdom verses from text, chant some mantras about God, then those can act as a very powerful pause button. And by that pause button, we will at least for that time being check the impulse. So the first thing that I am talking about is a gradual way of eventually becoming free from anger. But when the angry impulse comes into us, this pause button can help us, and bhakti gives us a very powerful pause button. Okay?
That was really... I opened up for me because like I was...